Having done Inkarin, Batera, Pachas, Masayatav, a minion, Gdelim, B'nei Chayrin, they have to have 10 people. First, the Belach brings down a Shalaf from the Chay Adam, that if you have some people who didn't hear the Kriya, so can you do the Kriya for them? He says, maybe the only time they're psychic Kriya if you have 10 people who are Chayiv. Mashenkin, if you have just a Chilik of the people who are Chayiv, a Chilik of the Shalaf Chayiv, he says maybe that he came in second to Kriya. So brings down. Here you go on the Echash of first, Baran, Rish, Pekam, Nagil, the second goes on to the Karim B'yachid, Ruben, Shlekar, Osagi. Let's bring down that Ran is Mavur, that if you have Ruiv, which didn't hear, that's enough. You can have like what we call by Shmanas, Shesh, Mispalim. So he's the Chayadim of his night to say that six is going to be good.
Do you need the same Ruiv and Nicker of seven?
No, so you don't need it. Ruben Shlekar, Osagi, and over here, you don't need Ruben Nicker. It's not like by, it's not like by Zim. But there's a lot of discussion about this.
What's the
tzad now
of the bracha?
The chivas hakriya is only be a chivin of 10 people who are mechuyev in it.
He's going as chivas gavra?
What do you say?
He's going outside of chivas gavra.
Either way it is, whether it's tzibur or gavra, but like what is it?
Even if it's tzibur, you still have
to. Even tzibur, but what's called tzibur? 10 people didn't hear, or it's enough, which is a six. Aruch Shochel Lamashal and Samach Tas, he says partially. Samach Tas as well. He says partially. You have to have 10. Baruch Ber goes back and forth with Chaim. Was it? I think it was Yavam. So at the beginning. But like one Mishmur holds that if you have six, then six. He wants to say that he says that's going to be okay. Now, if you start off with 10 and people left him a Kriya Satira, people has patience. So, Avadi, if you leave, it's a Yechilo, that Avadi, you're not supposed to leave, even being Gang Avasasar. But, and that which you say, like, open Gavin Gavin's only for them 10. But once you start at the column in Hilchas Tefillah, once you start, you could go until you finish. So, over here, if you milk your Satira, people left. So, you could do the Zayin Kruim says that Chol do 3, Yontif do 5, Shabbos do Zayin Kruim, you shouldn't do any Isafis, you can do Kaddish Eich HaKriya, and after you shouldn't...
What happens if you put the two cases together?
I was like, after you shouldn't do it because it's a new thing. So Koshkin, you shouldn't be after Navi, it's a new thing. Yishkos Mekom Kutev Lamech Fetev Navi B'lai Brachas. And some say they do, it's better to do Navi without any Brachas. What are two things together?
I mean, also you have a Tzibur that as six people are chayiv and four who aren't, and some of the six leave. Like the chayodim, that as long as you have six, you could do a kriya. What happens if some of those who have six?
That's be fine. That's be the same thing.
Once you started, you can finish.
Once you start, you can finish, and you have it's the same thing. Now this is Shiloh, it's been a gay, like who's mitzvah, so we have to have 10 people, but it's six or four, so we spoke about in the past about people we're not from. So the basic plan was better not to. Try to have them in without them. If not, that's true. He's Mekel, and he says that if they're not Pekarsim, even though they're Rishayim, Ramesha wants to say they're able to go ahead and be mitzvah for them.
What is Nigia?
They can be staff non from people to the 10 or the 6. There's also a need about B'nai Yartisol or in Chutzlars. So, can they be part of the Tziruv? Can they get Aliyah? So, and Yot Shinik Chutzlars means from Shemazam, I think it's Praktas. Arachas, let's say that if it's a day which is Chana Chivis Akriya, so then if there's no Chivis Akriya, then about it they keep him in time. But if it's a day which they have Chivis Akriya, even though maybe the Chivis Akriya is going to be different on Tavsheni, so they have a Chivis Akriya, they have Cholamoy, and they have Tavsheni, wants to say, V'chai Gamana, that's my speak, that you could go ahead and be in time for them, and you could go ahead and give them a Aliyah. Manchar brings down Sif Gimel that Kfarim don't have a Sefer Torah Kasha. Bracha, okay, you'll make a bracha on it. If there's no Sefer Torah, you don't go ahead and you'll make a bracha on it. It says, "If Yishuv Shein Lam Sefer Torah, Mishra brings down Nachal Nukas Chumash Lai Bracha." This is still Chumash Lai Bracha. She took the Torah's Kriya. The reason why is that she never get Torah's Kriya. It says, "Yishinkol Elam B'Shmoy like Minagat Sefer Torah." Just reads the whole thing. So there's any place to have a Sefer Torah. It's like Tishka Torah's Kriya. There's an Indian to go ahead and do it.
the Mishnah uses Lashon Rabbi Yishev. The shtel is because if they don't read, they never have a Sefer Torah, so they're going to forget, or even if 1 week you're in a Yishev.
I think, right, I'm not that much sure. I think even 1 week you're in a Yishev, I think you're supposed to do it. But then I'm going to get a Sefer Torah puzzle, which a lot of times you find Sefer Torah which are psulim. I guess now in the more modern day age, it's a little bit, Sefer Torah, much more kosher. Number one, we have computer check, so to miss letters and things like that, so check by computer. You know, for a person to go out and check through a Sefer Torah, take years, right? Actually, I just remember that. You want to pass me a chishmash with the gemel? No, it's not that type. Shin Yud Beis, I think it was. I don't know if I know this print. Rashba, which Achiv Gadol Veshanim mentioned when he spoke that time. Which Rashba brings down that he gave most of the Chavir Dali Sefer Torah and there were a lot of the mistakes. You have to hire some else to make it. So he says that if the mistake was safer to make, so okay, fine. You know, that's normal. And if it's, you know, if it's out of the ordinary, it's told kol kach that they only make mistakes and you're chayav. But if it's regular mistakes, then it's normal that to find mistakes in Sefer Torah.
Chayav meaning the Sefer chayav to refine
fix it. Yeah, but no, or fix it, whatever. But if it's regular normal mistakes, you know, so yeah, you write Sefer Torah, it's gonna be mistakes and very normal thing. Then you know, this is in Chesed Mishpat, this is a very important shulis rashi. In other words, you hire somebody to do a job, right? So people are human, and average plumber, right? He's average, right? So not gonna be a great job. It's gonna be an average job, right? You know, or you hire somebody to do a building, do shiputzim, right? Always a million things go wrong. So always tons of dinei Torah, you know. But al kapanem, so anything which is a normal thing to do, so then he's not really high because if it's
not high to fix it.
No, if it's there, something there's any Sefer Chayev, nothing. Normal.
What's the name of that?
Shin Vav Vasef. Any normal mistakes which a person does, so when you hire him as a deity doing regular normal jobs, right? Sefer Torah, the mistake, it's mine.
Can we go Brochle?
That's what we discuss right now, I'm saying, but because it's much more common old knees to have him, you know, mistakes in Sefer Torah. Nowadays, it's much less for number one. Can we have more safer nowadays, but I mean, you know. Anyhow, when we do computer check, so that, you know, to make a regular thing, imagine to make a Sefer Torah, to get hours and hours and hours, and you have to have patience and whatever, you have to know Yechimish very well, to have like a, you know, have to know inside out, actually, you know, with computer check.
Do you like scan the Sefer Torah with a computer?
Really, yeah. So they do everything, right?
Well, the show guy, the Sefer Torah.
Like, oh?
The show guy, the Sefer Torah. It was B'chaskas, being good. Like, we didn't check it.
I'm assuming, I mean, like, the Sefer Torah, just using semi computer checks, so definitely the classical place game, they don't like just being semi, they like you to do both. The computer, and like, oh, you know, machines are machines. I don't know, we had a Navi, which the guy told me to computer check, but, like, we were, which one was it? One of the McGill's issues. Sherry McAllis, I'm saying. So when we were leaning it, you know, we found a mistake. Miguel also, let's see, that also. The person we bought it from, he was a Balkaira. So he's not reading. You know, he's like, you know, whatever.
It's the same dinim?
What?
All the same.
No, it's, you know what?
The Tos and the Sefer Torah and the Navi.
No, so look, as long as Ravis Kash is okay, it's not a problem, and whatever. But because it was normal to have mistakes, because that's the Siftal was a very common halacha. If you have a Tais and Sefer Torah, what is one going to go ahead and what do you go ahead and do? I'm saying, when you grow up a kid, I don't remember like having, I'm sure out of town, no, they all the time, like they call the Rav over to show a mistake, right? Sefer Torah over there, probably. Whatever, and so because of the a lot of different shitas, so first is Shusha with a Hakdam Aksara. He says, very place can hold that Sefer Torah, which is missing a letter. Well, there's a tais, so you can't read it. And therefore, he says, Batsam, if you what?
What's the name of
it? What's
the name of
it? Kofim Gimel. Rav Paiskim hold that if a Sefer Torah has a Tais, you're not allowed to read it in Sefer Torah, and it's possible, and you have to go ahead and really take out a new Sefer Torah and start from the beginning, and the first Riyah is a waste of time, command the Lesser Dami, and there's nothing. He mixed the Tais and Rambam, others hold that Infant's missing Kama Pesukim, Kolshkin of Tais Ba'alma, even though it's not called Sefer Torah for Ksiva Sefer Torah, Ksiva Torah has to be Sefer Torah, which is totally kosher. So, but it's, you're allowed to use it, there's nothing else. So, Chav Sefer brings down Lechila, you don't take a Sefer Torah apostle to make a brach on it, even you don't have anything else. But, if B'di'evad, if you're already in the parasha, so Mechav holds, that's okay. So, Mechav is holding Lechila, don't take a Sefer Torah, like those sheetahs. B'di'evad, he passes on like the Mibarav, that Yisumichan didn't on those paiskim, that's mutter to do a Kriya. Therefore, if I did a Kriya, I don't have to go ahead and take out another Sefer Torah. And definitely, Kilo, copy this Nakuda, that's we're not going to take a Sefer Torah ever to read it, but with the Avid, if you read it, you don't have to go ahead and do a new Kriya again. You don't say start all over again, do a new Kriya. Maybe Shatzin in parentheses, maybe it's a Machlekes, Efshatayv, do Zayin Krum, but big run, well, the Bidyav is going to be okay.
Maybe not to read the Zayin Krum, just do it to fit in another Zayin.
In Efshatayv, you said to do Zayin Krum. Saying definitely after Tavia said, "This is a thing." Do they do it? Probably not. I'm saying, but
again later, it's a little
more shocking. It's definitely a good thing to do. I'm saying definitely the right thing to do. But yeah. So the Zachila B'diavad. Now the Shas Megay Pasha Zacher. You find out you have a Tais in your Sefer Torah, and oopsie, and you know you realize that Pasha Zacher and Pasha Par. So there already the place can say to have the Tais and the Pasha Zacher. They may not be reminiscent of Karelitz, that he went to say Pasha Kiseitze, you should have a mind to you to the mitzvah. Right, Pasha Kiseitze, when you should go and be to the mitzvah. He says, even if they have already passed over this Pasha, he says that you should read from Sefer Torah Kasha, but you have a Yisimach at 7, you don't do it. You know, Meshtumach, Gimur Rish Chafei, he says, we don't find a place that says that you have to go out and do it. And also Shem Zaman also says like that. Because Rabbi Yashin says like that. Shem Zaman also says like that. Says that. The minute is if basically Pasha Zachar, if you find it right away, you go ahead that day, you go and read Pasha Zachar. Once you pass it, you don't go ahead and make a Pasha Zachar. You then maybe could close that for that week or some of the other sheetahs. And if it's Pasha Zachar, you don't
find it right away, meaning after they put
it that day. That day. Now, I'm going to get a taste before we get the actual halachas in terms of doing a taste. For our Ashkenazi to get its aliyah in a safe Torah Sfaradi or a aliyah in a thing which the upside down tzaddik, the opposite tzaddik of the what the minagari. So the chazanah is very, very stark, like, no way. It's like the wrong eyes. Like, what are you doing? Like, I got a devour, so it's like, shouldn't buy aliyah, shouldn't get aliyah in Chesisha's table. And well, that the other than now that makes it an issue. When the chazan is tazalaisim and nigim tzadik ishar yeshiv, so it's his bustle. I don't know who this says that any shini which not mentioning gemara is okay. So that's when it's not a shini, it's resize. Over here, it's a totally different thing. Let's say it's going to be.
So what shini is you're talking about?
Whatever.
What type of shneem then is the need to be here the handling?
Which one's exactly that? Oh, like small shneem. Which one's exactly like that? It means also from the Tino Chazan, if you heard of Kriyasatayra, Sefer Torah. If you went to Visions and heard Kriyasatayra, right, because they have opposite tzaddik, it would be, yeah, but same on the Rambam, always you could read a Sefer Torah apostle. So, not on the Ra. But go ahead and get out of Leah, you know, he's not so happy about it. That's okay. The Mechizizik Beis Gimel, the Mechizan Dalav and Zayin Aleph, he says it's kosher, and the Shem Zalman says and it's good. And the Mice, there's a choice of Rosh Kimidimani. It says like all the Ksavs, they all have Mokim B'Mesiris. I'm sure it mentions in Rambis, but they're all Mokim B'Mesiris, and they're all going to make it okay. Pretty Noggin Klais, all of that. We're not definitely Kapai Krizatai, we're not Machmer, and we say they all has all Amish and Mesiris, and all have, and it's going to, and it's not going to be okay, and it's but the Krizatai, it's about to get a lead from that type of situation. Came up in Avrechim a couple of times back in the days, oh my god, yes, I've been there a long time. So they had a Ksar Risi Fitaira, It was. Should they roll or use it? Roll Ashkazwan, or I think they over there they use the Xaveri Kundumani. Kids are, but you know, Mishtadlim, but yeah, we had some who just make mistakes. So, Chai brings down, if you have a new Taisa Sefer Torah, Bishas Kriya. So, right, once you finish the Kriya, we said, B'devi Yaitse, Pashash Pashash Zaka, Pashash Parah, that was Nidin. If it's Bishas Kriya, so Chai brings down, you take another Sefer Torah, and you start from wherever the Taisa is, because copy what you read is B'devit, copy of the future. So that's copy the future, so it's Nath Lachila. If you have to take a new Sefer Torah, and you go across the Sefer Kashim, that if you find the middle of the Lakriya to read more of the Lachila, so therefore I'm Mamshech with a new Sefer Torah, and you don't have to make a bracha again, because I already made a bracha on this Parsha. It says a Chiddush. Chiddush like a Svar. It says that, what's the difference of this Sefer Torah, that Sefer Torah? The date of the Pasha Zoom, I'll save it to Echers. I had a bracha on this time. This Pasha, so what Mali is that Mali Echers? Therefore, it's okay. Therefore, you want to make a new bracha, and you just mamshich with a new Sefer Torah.
It's a less of a Chiddush than the Muhammad Baruch Al Kol Moshe Lefanav, no?
What do you say?
The Matthias.
Oh. What do I say?
It's less of a Chiddush L'Chair than Muhammad Baruch Al Kol Moshe Lefanav.
Yeah, I mean. You think that the shaz with each chefsa, you know, is like a separate thing. Okay, he's like that. It's in the parsha. Okay. No, I think it's different Sefer Torah. It's different. I don't know. In a sense, I'm a das on this parsha, but not on this chavis. But I want him. That's the sheet, you know, that sheet, and that sheet, and that sheet number one. That toenail is b'di'evet, and hamshich, that's fine. There's a sheet of Mordechai, which says that. No, because the Chabos always going to have to take out, you know, always have to take out a new Sefer Torah. Shizah Mordechai is that you could finish doing the Kriya in where you are. You know, that's called B'diavad, you're in the middle of the Kriya, finish up to wherever you got to get to, and over there, and then over there you're going to stop, and you keep on being Mamshech. That's the Mordechai, really, if you're Sukkim, Efshaf, Sikshom, so over there you stop over there, make Mordechai Chareina. If you didn't read through Pesukim, we read through Pesukim, you're two Pesukim before some Kapasha, which you can't stop. So finish up with the Kriya Psula, make a bracha, and then take a new one. That's Shittas Mordechai. And what comes along with the Pshara? What comes along like this? If you read through Pesukim in a place you can stop, so you stop and you make a bracha. Machenkin, if it's a place, if you're in a place where you're not able to go ahead and stop, so. Over there, he doesn't want to keep on being mamshech to read, so over there, you take on the Sefer Torah Kasher, and you go ahead and you're mamshech to read. So how do we paskin? It says, "Sviel like kivin dekuk soy subsukin hodge dekuk toys yotzadei kriya, mamil tzach vachara, mamil tzach shodok mar kosev yichasher." If you found the toys after two subsukin, which you can't stop, Chab is maskin that you finish the Sefer Torah Kasher vachara. Over there, if you can't stop, then you take out a new. So the Berachah brings down that Kamachrein, and then you should do like this: the Pshir Pshar of the Ramah. Basically, if it's a place you can stop, you stop. You can't stop. You're beginning a Pasha to Pesukim, or the end of Pasha to Pesukim, or places where the Minig is not to stop, like some places where the Minig is not to stop in the middle of. So those places over there, you take out a new Sefer Kasha, and you go ahead and finish the Berachah over there.
That's the cross of Berlacha?
Yeah. Unless it's Minik, like the Samuel of Ram, which is Mordechai, English and Melchim. Fine. Now, Bishum is not going to take a Sefer from after. You found a Tois after you read the whole Sedra. Before you said Kaddish, don't take another Sefer from after. Same with the Aved that the Achron is from after, and you don't read again. Because Mafter will mean Sheva. The Kaddish after the Brachas, and therefore, if it's during Mafter, so then. You don't go into it. He says, if you didn't realize the Toyas Ach Achashak Amukadis, then you stay Mafi Sefer Tushas Sukkim Bar Bracha, and you do it again without a bracha. In terms of what mistakes does one go ahead and. Oh, it's one lachif. There's no Sefer Torah Kashin in Yisha, what do you do? So, with this part done, there's no Sefer Torah Kashin, you realize a mistake in the middle. So, what you do is you call up Zayin people without making the brachas. You just keep on going, just call up more people, like old Minug, and then. And then at the end, you make a bracha. You do want bracha then, you do like the dog. Now, which mistake? Seagulls? So,
do the people just stay there? What do the people do when they come up? They just.
They call up, he reads like Shaney, and then call up the next guy.
If they have a, well, like nowadays you have a Balkari and somebody else. So you call up another guy?
Yeah, call it Zankra.
Well, this is when they found it before they finished?
He found the Yonam and the Sefer Tekash. So what do you do now? So you did only one Sefer Torah in Yishuv, you're out of town somewhere, the only one Sefer Torah, right? And it's Sefer Torah Pasul, you're just going to call up Zion Kruim without making the brachas. Now, that would take another one's daf because Toys Gomer. He wants to say that has to be a real serious mistake. If it's not a real serious mistake, he would not do it. Just chaseis v'yaseiris, or oisis gdolos and tanis, it's just missing things which are vavim or yudin, which doesn't really change the inyan. Like he says, if it's a sinu mali vav, it's chasal hepach, or yud, and it doesn't make so much of a difference, so it's a chrother or ma. Why? Because if you're on, some years old, never take on a sefer Torah, who says second Torah is better than the first one? Right, because before the lot of tayasim. The Riaz and the Mariel. Beis says always taking the Sefer Torah. So I'm going to make Sachra. That depends. If it's, as Chaseisu says, you don't do it. If it's real Tayyus, then it's going to be, you take a new Sefer Torah. What's considered real Tayyus? It's missing a real, a word or a letter which changed something. You have a Kriya Makom Ksiv, he says, or Pesuch Makom Stuma, Lapach, you know, those things are considered those things are considered a shinuim, then it's going to be possible.
If it's just vav and yudin, don't take out any sefer Torah. That's not chum.
If it doesn't change anything, yeah, vav yudin, yeah, those
letters are too close to each other.
So it depends. So if it's a two words which now looks like one, and a tinnik reads as one, or one which now looks like two, or it looks like one, so that's gonna be considered a real passus. That's real passus, and that will be issue. If you find it's dovik lechaveira, that's probably the most common thing. Like it's touching. So Mishra brings in if it's in the whole length of the ace or nishtanisur so ace. So then he says that's a tayz gummer, take another one. But if it's just like a little part and still has a twist, hey, it's just a nicker. So then, you know, the chile wouldn't take out the sefer Torah, cause mine is attached, but my sefer is not going to be nishtana tzuris ha'is. And it's not going to be tzuris ha'is, and therefore he says over there it's not going to be an issue. So that's probably the most common thing you get, I'm saying. You know, when there's some type of touching or something like that, that's probably the thing which is the most happens the first week the show open we have in the Sefer Torah. But the guy thought it was in the Kia, it wasn't touching it since then. Maybe I want some same things on.
What if there's no kid around to tell? What do you do?
To make a shower, I guess I just make a shower. What a kid. Okay, we'll say, okay, fine.